The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th Edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
That stare around that, around the area. Does 8 points of damage to you as it stabs you in the kidney.
I wish I could do 8 points of damage.
Coming from the man who did like 20 just a moment ago.
Why always live in the past?
You'll invariably do 20 points of damage in the future.
That's Belda on the 16th.
Alright, the wonderful Dark Priest is now within my range, so I'm going to do two things. First off, nope, that's not going to work. Okay. First off, I'm going to turn undead.
Okay, which is burst two. Right?
Yep.
Really,
so hit those
roll
two.
Against these two, so roll against that.
That would be versus willpower, 16.
Miss.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
They are vampire spawn, I guess. And that one's even less, so never mind.
Okay.
Completely irrelevant.
I think with... You have that feat, though, don't you?
Yeah, they still get pushed back.
It's
three
still
squares.
Pushed your charisma score, so three squares. So. They're still pushed three squares back. They just don't take damage.
Nor are they immobilized.
Nor are they immobilized.
And then I'm going to shift backwards and burn my action point and hit that guy with Daunting Light.
Okay.
Excellent. That is a 25 to
That'll
hit.
That'll hit whatever you're attacking.
Reflex.
So.
Alright, so he gets... Now, does he take extra damage from Holy? Or I should just advise that this is
Radiant.
Holy, Radiant,
That's
whatever.
Fine.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, give me extra damage.
I'm hoping.
Hint, nudge, nudge, give me extra damage, Judge.
You can always hope. All right, go go holy symbol.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
what,
that's
15, 23
+29 points of damage.
Wow.
All right, he is bloodied. Orcus, take me closer to you.
This isn't even the last guy.
Do we get to fight a god?
No.
He's only a CR-34.
I jumped down the pit, if that's the case.
I just leave.
I let gravity take me
the
from
there. The lovely berserkers here.
I join.
Blah, 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 blah. 10, and he's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, he's a big 10.
So, 10 is a long ways, man.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Swings at you with Great Axe of Doom. Swings at you. 22 versus AC.
Nope. 23, because I did Earth Shield Strike.
Okay. And then against you. 11!
Nope.
Okay.
Becca.
It's probably good.
Should I save you from the Oreo?
All right. Now the priest gets to do his thing.
Thank you, Nathan.
Let's see if that retard is. Does not.
These might come out easier.
My girlfriend do something easy.
I'm not even going to comment on that because I could say something really dirty.
He'll go over here. At which point he yells out a curse at you from, and a black bolt fires from his knife at you.
Ouch.
Yeah. That will hit your fortitude.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. Got the two biggest base colors down.
Alrighty. After the massive crit he does on you, you take 24 points of damage.
I suppose that's only Persis. I just did 20-some to him.
And you have a minus 2 to your AC until the end of his next turn.
So you said 22 or 24?
24.
Alright. I get to slap on a red pad now.
Yep. Clark.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Eight more.
Alright. Eight more?
Eight more.
Ready?
So if we say eight more a few more times, that's up to 24.
Eight more, four more, 24.
Alright.
Actually,
now the
eight
remaining
more,
vampire
more.
Spawn.
24.
Do.
Oh, he went in the hole.
They fly. So tempting.
I cast reverse feather fall on him.
Cast reverse gravity. This girl.
Who's flying now, huh? Huh?
All right. So two attacks on you. Fifteen versus AC and 15 versus AC. Next one on you does a 27 versus AC. That's 5 points of necrotic damage.
Doesn't someone have armor that's resistant to necrotic damage?
Rogar.
Yes, actually, not me. I think it's you, actually.
I've been beaten on again. Tank, thunderclap, taunt, something.
I always liked ground stomp or tremor stomp.
That was nice. Yeah. I will admit.
Everybody falls over.
Well, all of those are useful for buffing to beat the shit out of things. So I will go ahead and take a single stab at him.
And he crits.
I should have used the. Big fucking
ability. Use your ability!
Huh?
Use your defender strike thingy.
No, all those are encounter powers.
So?
Commander strike is only an ally, and then Fury Smash, I could crit for 4.
Mm. Alright. What are you hitting it with?
Halberd.
Your halberd. Alright.
Giant slash button.
What's your max damage?
14.
So he takes a mighty 14 points of damage. And roll a d6.
4.
He is dazed for 4 rounds. Alright.
Shift.
Ha, fool.
Flank me now.
Ragnar, 24.
Earth Shield Strike, I guess. That would be a 16.
That will hit.
For 10 points of damage at a time.
Alrighty.
Is it bloodied?
Nope. Belladonna.
Damn, I got the stronger of the two.
Well, no. She came in and hit it twice for a ton of damage, remember?
That one.
Yeah.
I'm just attacking.
I didn't see you're the only one that's done damage to this one.
Yeah, I've done over 20 now.
You've done 23 points of damage to him.
I'm just attacking with my dagger and it dies.
Fine then.
So you got like a 20.
20-something versus
26.
AC. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19.
Just goes...
Spark. Why didn't I do that the first time?
Like, stepping right in my eye. She's like, the hell with this. And he's like,
oh!
Alright, you have a move and a minor left.
Yeah, we're ignoring you, Rogue.
Kill it!
Alright, Sora.
Sure, I'll attempt it. I will mark the evil cleric. And I will do... My daily on him.
Which is?
Hunt's End.
What's that do?
Ends his hunt?
3 weapon damage and I have a crit range versus him.
A crit range?
Yeah, 19 to 20 instead of just 20.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Damn! Is that an 18?
Yes.
Alright, on which one?
The leader.
The cleric.
The underpriest, evil. Okay.
Yeah. Still get 3 time weapon damage?
You'll hit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's 3 dice 8, doesn't it?
Yeah, 3d10 plus a d8 plus 4.
Here.
Wow, that's a lot of damage. Got it.
Mm-hmm. You need a d4 too?
No, sorry, I said plus 4, not okay. 4.
Wow.
10,
20, 23, 27. He dies. Alright. And where was he?
Right
okay.
There.
Sadly, no one's in reach. Okay.
Yay!
Out of curiosity, what would have happened within reach? The narcotic
No, he basically gets to attack everyone within reach when he dies.
Oh,
death.
Glad I didn't do what I was thinking about doing.
Charging him?
Yeah, well, I had to clear out the riffraff first, mm-hmm. But yeah.
I get tired of him healing everyone, so I'm just
okay.
Another
Holtus or this dude. Well, he's dazed, so. Sad.
Oh, he doesn't like that. He's gonna do one action, right?
Yes, he's gonna do one action, so he will go ahead and do his dark step.
What's that do?
Something none of us will like.
Something dark with steps.
Yep.
Are you sure
he's
not steps
in
the dark?
But he's dazed. Mm-hmm. So he moves away going, suck. I hate you. You're so bad.
Belda.
All right. I'm going to attempt a healing strike on this ugly beast in front of me. That is a 19 to hit armor class on the...
Berserker. That hits the berserker.
Excellent. So that is
D10. You do 2d10 for that?
With that one, although 10 points of damage total, and I get hit points back.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, now the berserkers get to do their thing.
Bonuses. Not for long. Let's see. That was.
Swings at you with a 22 versus AC.
That'll hit.
swings at you with a
lot more.
23 versus 8.
That will hit my AC.
16 plus 7 is a 23, yes.
16 okay. plus 7 is 23.
Make sure my math is correct. Okay.
Yeah, your math is accurate.
All right. Does 7 points to you and 7 points to you.
Oh, do you feel the pain?
I do.
I feel about 7 points of pain.
Alrighty.
I am sad in pain.
Clark on a 10.
Is he going to eat a dead body? Maybe.
No. Okay. If there are vampire spawn left, which there are two, this one shifts over.
Oh. Shifty.
Yep, it one is. Will definitely hit, and the other one will definitely hit. You take 5 more points each. So 10 points of necrotic damage.
That takes away that healing surge you just spent.
On the bright side, if I hadn't done that,
you'd be down.
Attack opportunity as I leave its threatened area.
Hmm?
Here's 3, 4.
Oh.
Yes, I would be down right now. No, I'd have 1 hit point.
No, it misses you horribly.
I would have 1 hit point right now.
Okay. He seems to have a broken tooth now.
And I will use my daily power on that son of a bitch, the Bastion of Defense.
That on the Berserker?
On the Berserker. That'll be 22-ish. Yes, that will be 22.
22 to hit?
Yes.
That'll hit.
In a row?
No, it's 37. In a row?
Alright, that will be 19 plus 3 is 20, or 19 plus 4 is 23. Everyone within 5 squares of me, which is everyone, now has plus 1 to all of your defenses, and you all get 9 temporary hit points.
He's bloodied, goes into his battle fury.
9 temporary hit points, huh?
Gets an immediate basic attack against you, since you're next to him.
Sorry, Nate.
That will hit you. 7 plus, gets a plus 4, so yeah, he hits like a 28.
I'm dying! I'm going to beat the snot out of you!
Sorry.
13 points of damage. As he's... Wah! Whack!
Just look at you.
Ragnar!
I never do anything wrong.
How many temporary hit points did we have?
9.
That would have
taken 4.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was stretching.
Or shield strike. It's a 20.
Yeah, that'll hit. No matter what, you'll hit him.
23. D8.
20 billion. Is that crit? I rolled a 4.
For 10 points of damage again.
Still not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
Belladonna.
Move up here. Stab the minion.
No.
Move up here. Stab Belda.
Well, I was going to say, if you want
flanking with him, though?
No. Move up here.
Now stab the minion.
You can't flank over there. You have to come over here to flank him. Yeah. You can't flank him.
Oh, duh, Rebecca.
Okay, unless you're flanking me.
It's okay, Rebecca. You're special.
Wrong dice.
Yeah, she finally reveals her true colors.
Secretly, she was the evil priest.
I hit, and he dies. Can I shift into his spot?
No, you had to move.
You already had to move, so no.
Use your force powers.
Sora!
Take out those berserkers.
Yeah. Maybe. Let me think about it.
I am getting taller. I'm getting farther away from orcas. Oh!
One attack on that guy. Hits. So 19.
Yes.
Okay. So yes.
This is on that dude.
Why not? No, there's one on each one. She's doing one.
One on each one. So do the one with Nathan first.
9.
And
8 on the other one.
No bonuses?
All right.
No, there's no bonuses on that one.
Both up, although this one looks really, really, really bad.
Apparently, I don't add my dex damage with this one.
Okay. That one skill.
That one.
To me. No, it's not.
I was just waiting for you to do that.
It is not yours. You lost it a long time ago. It is now mine.
Alright. Beldon, 16. A long time ago.
Galaxy far away.
Nabu was under an attack.
I fucking hate you.
You're welcome. Recovery strike against the,
It's funny how we all suddenly just stop.
Told you, this is the musical edition.
16 to hit AC.
On the big dude?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Woo! Recovery strike! Burn another ceiling surge.
Ceiling surge. Seal your wound!
8 points of damage.
8?
Yes.
And a healing surge. Woot!
Alright, that's good, because now it's their turn.
I know, right?
Both swinging at their usual targets at this point.
Beat the dwarves!
You know, I should remove my...
That'll hit you.
I shouldn't remove.
You're bloody now.
And 22, I think, just misses. So.
Just misses.
I don't know, is he flanking with the dragon?
6 points of damage.
That was my...
that was your idea.
Temporary
hit
points.
You're like, no.
Remember, you have 9 temporary hit points.
I got 3 of those left.
Clark.
Hey, I won't go bloody this round. I should take it off then.
Oh, flanking.
He will hit the vampire spawn.
I'm assuming he has a higher than a plus 4, so yeah.
Yeah. He hit that 23.
So the vampire spawn's dead. That's good, because it was going to be their turn, and now it's not their turn. Now it's Rogar's turn.
Weeky, weeky.
Guarding strike!
Really guarding. Guarding yourself.
15 won't do it.
Wait, find out.
Will 15 do it?
Okay, 15 do it.
Hit his AC.
Hit his AC. Hit what? Who's AC?
Berserker.
Berserker? Yes, it will. 15 is his AC.
Nice.
Fool. I didn't give you defense. That'll be 14 on him.
He dies.
Nathan, you have plus 5 AC against him.
Against his corpse.
I keep doing that.
Yes.
Damn it. Keep killing people while I get defensive again.
Ha!
I can tell. You're new at this, aren't you?
Ragnir.
It's just not my day.
Ragnir.
Jump over the pit. Not into the pit.
What's my jumping skill?
Just avoid the pit then.
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can get right up next to him.
Hi! Marked.
I have a suspicion he's nearly dead anyways.
First shield strike. That would be a 21.
Squish.
Yeah.
For 7 points damage.
He dies. I'm not.
Okay, how does this room explode and who all dies in it?
Now it's Clark's turn. Remember the Dark Creeper's still around.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He ran off back there somewhere.
Clark's not going off in that direction by himself.
Everybody form up a turtle!
Okay.
I have a really dumb idea. We all form a circle around the hole. We hope no one pushes us.
That's not a good idea.
Like
I said, I know a dumb idea.
Let's look in the pit.
Well, that's a dumb idea, everyone.
What's in the pit?
Do Clark and Rogar do anything?
Me? Yes, I'm going to start walking back towards the pit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You don't see him in there. Ragnir.
Of course not.
Give me your perception check, please. What'd you get?
I got a 2. I got an 11. And
okay.
I got a 16.
You'll see him then. Hiding in his darky way. In his darky way, right there.
I'm going to charge him.
Stay on your home.
Can we all see him
now? Okay.
Well, we need to.
Well, he actually hasn't taken a lot of damage. And you're using your
longsword.
Longsword. So.
So max damage.
What's
is...
What's your max damage?
Max damage is
19. You said
12.
No, max damage by itself is 8. My strength bonus is 4 plus is 3 plus the weapon plus 1. So I have a max. I have a bonus of plus 4 unless the 1 adds to the weapon damage before the strength bonus.
It doesn't matter.
You just add everything up as if you rolled max damage. Oh,
max damage would be 12, I think. Yeah, 12.
And he is flat-footed right now, so you actually will have combat advantage on him for your next.
I'm going to burn my action point and attack his ass again with an Earth Shield Strike. Actually, no, I'm actually going to use one of my counter powers. I'm going to use Rough Strike. That is a, yeah, a lot.
That's a hit, yeah.
Okay, I'm an Earth Strength, so I do 2 weapon strength modifier plus 2 weapon damage plus strength modifier plus 5 damage for my constitution modifier. So I do 5, 6, 11, I do 14 more points of damage to him. I'm just like,
he's way bloodied, but still up.
Somehow.
Found him! As you hear. Found him!
Is he Belladonna. Still alive?
Yes. Somewhat. You're gonna hit him with lightning, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna attempt
to hit him with lightning.
I don't know how good of a... He might have a really good reflex save. Maybe I should go for the fortitude.
Yeah. He is a sneaky git.
9 versus fortitude.
It's just a bingy. I feel like it.
Seems like I got a stockpile.
16
versus fortitude.
Fortitude? On the dude, you'll hit him.
Yay!
He takes 8, and he is immobilized till the end of my next turn.
Sweet. Okay. No running away from him.
Sora. I believe he's about to be very sad.
Yeah, I will just shift so I can get a line of sight on him.
Well, you can't get a line of sight on him from there because the wall's in the way.
Well, like that.
So,
shift.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Will that work?
Yes.
I found
it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's blank.
No, that's 1. I'll take it, okay. And if 21 hits...
21 does hit, yes. Just do damage.
Oh, you marked him too, didn't you?
No. Is he?
Now he is.
Like I'm suddenly tall!
Really are tall. He does
10. 10 points.
He dies. You are sickened for 1d4 rounds, but with a head rush. But
yeah,
you're fine now. When he dies, he explodes in darkness, and those next to him are blinded, save ends. You're fine.
Okay.
I can't see. No, wait.
Right.
I'm good. Sorry. Overreacted.
False alarm.
Panicked. False alarm. Shut up. All right.
Before anything else happens, I'm handing out healing surges to whomever may need them.
Oh yeah, you're right. I took some massive damage. I took 8 that time.
So we use our own when you hand those out, right?
Yes.
Well, I will try and keep
large chains. Large chains allow access into the central hole in the floor.
Oh,
and you hear chanting coming from down there.
Down the hole we go.
After healing.
As the whole place shakes like.
Can't we just like drop copious amounts of flammables down there and light them?
I'd love to do that. However, I don't think we have that option.
All right.
Alrighty.
I'm not going on first.
Now that you can't go with.
No, I like it here.
Now I need this.
Andre, Michael. She's still
looking for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patient Huntress.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
There's another one you threw at the other
one. One other one I threw
away. Is this one yours, Andre, or is this one? That's not mine. the moment there, I was like, man, maybe this might be kind of good.
I want to chop someone's head off.
There's no orgy down here. I'm sorry. I know you really, really wanted an
orgy. That was my favorite scene in that was my favorite part of that scene.
Orgy scene?
Yeah, Conan comes around the thing, he taps the guy on the shoulder, pummel strikes him to the stomach as the guy bends over, he lops his head off. He's just whack.
You want to use one of those dudes as Calero? He's in front of that. There's Calero.
And a gun.
Shit.
And he's still being painted, but whatever.
Back up the chain. Back up the chain.
Too late. You didn't say he had a pet. Damn it.
Okay.
That's fine. That guy's a
bit. Nathan, do you have skeletons handy?
If someone wants to go out into the back room and grab them.
That would be you.
I need two.
What?
He needs two skeletons. They're out in the back room, and I'm kind of hedged in.
Fine, I'll go get them.
You know where the Tomb Kings are?
Look at the card.
What?
Do you have embarrassing things on the floor in the bedroom back
there? She has underwear on the floor in the bedroom. Oh, God, no.
Bra hanging up on your chair.
What chair? That chair is in here now.
Where's
the bra? A bra hanging up on the chair in here?
No, it's sitting on the bed.
Oh, that's a much better place for it.
Well, the pants probably cover it, too.
Oh, what pants?
There were pants that the bra was sitting on top of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that a bra is not going to flustre Andre's, sensibilities.
His girlfriend says no.
No. It's kind of amusing. I was cleaning out my car the other day, and in the back seat, I pulled this plastic bag that had this red bra and panty set. I'm like, I don't know whose these are. They're not mine. So I went and I'm like, Beth, did you buy underwear recently? She goes, no, why? I'm like, well, I found these in the car. She goes, I bought those months ago. They were a little bit too small, so I was going to return them. I'm like, I found them.
Thank you. You guys start climbing down the chains into this chamber, and we will need initiative at that point. As you also will see...
Son of a bitch.
This dude hovering over next to him.
Oh, that's where it is.
Well, yeah, he knew we were coming.
Mm-hmm.
I hate my dice.
There it is.
Are you sure neither of them affected?
Damn!
Well, there goes their rolls for the fight.
Rogar's like, yeah.
The end is nigh. And now the end is here.
You make that look so easy. Painting is not that easy for me.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
Ragnar, what you get?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
29.
Belladonna?
17.
Sora?
26.
Belda?
20.
Clark?
27.
Jeez, I thought a Rogar. 17 was good.
Apparently not. 17 is normally good.
I thought I was doing pretty well at 21.
Rogar got a 21.
Yes, Rogar got a 21.
I still go last. What the frickin' 17 I go last? Jeez.
Everyone rolled pretty good.
We are done with this motherfucking dungeon. We are going to kill you and all of your family. All of them.
That intimidation. Are we done if you
make it? Well, Calorol's a skull, so rather than teabag his ass, I'm going to kill him, rip his head off, and skull fuck his eye sockets.
Alrighty.
That sounds a little rough and unpleasant.
Yeah. Not PG.
I am done with this place.
Well, we know who he's going for. So.
I honestly think this would not be a bad game if it's done with an actual non-printed adventure.
Can we kill them? How about now?
Blood for the Blood God.
We're in blood. It is for the Blood God.
Orcus is not the Blood God.
Well, he could.
Korn will sue him.
You are stepping on my divine property.
Yeah, I envision Orcus more on dead property than blood.
Hmm? Alright, you descend into a nightmare. Crimson streams spill from above and form a shallow pool of blood in the center of the chamber. A yawning black portal dominates the northern wall of the chamber. Something strains against the darkness within as if it were a thin film keeping back a vicious clawed beast. A circle of blazing runes has been inscribed on the floor before the portal. Opposite the portal, a massive statue of Orcus stands. It points toward the darkness with a skull-capped wand. To the east, steps rise to a platform where a pit is flanked by two smaller statues of Orcus. To the west, another set of steps ascends to a 10-foot-high ledge supporting an altar of bone and several wide pillars. A human wearing a horned helm and carrying a skull-cap rod stands behind the altar. His eyes are closed and a book rests open before him. He chants a low, droning prayer. As you guys start descending the chain, he goes, "There are the infidels! Kill them in Orcus's name!" And it starts on a 29 with Ragnir on the chain.
Can I vote to be killed in someone else's name?
How far are we from the water? Or from the butt of the
ground?
The ground.
That is an excellent question. You are, soon as this loads, there we go. You are... There we go. You are 30 feet above the water.
Wow.
Above the blood water.
Does it look deep?
Is it shallow?
Shallow.
Mm. It looks shallow.
It's maybe ankles.
Okay.
We're going to get blood in our shoes. It's going to suck.
30 feet would be 3d6, right?
Well, yes. If we swing on the chains...
Is there a way to mitigate that damage? Is it athletics check?
Mm-hmm. It would be acrobatics, actually. Okay.
Well, I will just drop off and try an acrobatics check to reduce the damage a little bit.
Okay.
Not with that roll. 6.
Alrighty then.
You attempt a somersault and end on your head.
No, I attempt to hit the ground and roll, and I go, "Oh!"
Oh, and end on my your face. Head. Squares don't roll.
Square.
You're a rectangle. I still have corners.
Just because I'm built like a brick wall.
All right, so you're.
I failed to tumble with it.
You failed to tumble with it. You just jumped off the chain and went for it. Okay. Yeah.
That is off the chain, man.
That is off the chain, man.
Should have rolled that.
I'm going to assume that you moved down the chain first a little bit before you jumped.
Why?
Because you could jump from the full 30 feet if you want.
I thought 30 feet was... It's a d6 per 10 feet.
D10 damage for each 10 feet.
You're shitting me. Okay,
fit.
Well, fine. Fuck that. I'll move down to 20 feet and then drop the last 10 feet.
All right.
I'm just going to descend the whole chain.
3 points of mighty damage.
Of mighty damage? Is that different than regular damage?
Yeah, is it like some sort of holy damage for a superhero?
Oh, holy damage.
Alrighty.
Move the rest of my 10 feet.
Quark on a 27.
That's all I get to do. So
well,
I take damage, I stop.
You moved, right?
Mm-hmm.
You moved down the chain, and then you used a skill, which is equivalently in a... you tried to use a skill to
that's
tumble.
That's equivalent of a standard action now.
Oh, well, it's equivalent of a move action, which is two move actions. You did two moves. You have a minor action left, which you can use to stand up.
Lame. Fucking lame.
Right. Okay. Whose turn? Clark
moves. Clark's turn.
Clark moves 30 feet. Clark throws javelin. Clark begin referring to himself in third person. Clark gets 11. Clark says move on.
Well, Clark needs to... If Clark's climbing, he needs to give me an athletics check.
Oh.
An 8.
Okay, he only moves half his speed.
Okay, so he has 15 and then throws a...
So he moves right, he's halfway down the chain and then throws a javelin from
that's
the chain.
Why he missed. All right.
Alright. Sora on the 26.
I will also attempt to climb down. So he said athletics?
acrobatics, I think.
It's an acrobatics check if you want to try to, you know, break fall. If you're just climbing down the chain, it's an acrobatics check.
Athletics check,
excuse me.
Okay. I'm supposed to move down a little bit and then jump.
Okay.
You've actually got acrobatics, don't you?
She's an ACL.
And you can make an athletics check for the climbing.
Alright. 22.
Okay, so you can climb up to you can climb down at your whatever your speed is. So you could actually just climb down all the way.
I could. Sure, I'll just do that.
What?
And then I have
7 squares, which is 35 feet.
There's my 7.
Okay. So that's your move action.
Okay, and I suppose I'll try and shoot the 2 skeletons. Okay. Get them out of the way.
I'm just gonna start hacking at the statue.
That is a 15 AC.
15 AC. I did that.
No points.
That will miss.
Okay. Then it will spend these, and how about a 17?
That will miss.
Okay. On the minions?
Wow. Yeah. So
the minions have a higher AC than we do.
Alright, then I guess.
Alright, let's not care and kill them instead.
Yeah, if you can hit them with the way we roll, shit.
It's fine. All we need to do is kill the boss.
That's exactly what I'm going for.
And then, do we need to get you your crown?
I already got a crown. Fuck you.
I want to get you the nice crown because you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm bitching because this is bullshit. It is a bunch of bullshit. Like I said, this would make a pretty good system if it's not for pre-designed adventures. Because pre-designed adventures are, go here, kill target A, go to point B, talk to person C, go to area E, kill monster F. That's fucking lame. It's like you're sure. This quest sucks.
How many hit points does monster F have?
I don't know.
But his AC is 5 points higher than yours.
For fuck time.
And he has a +12 to hit at your level, and you have a +4. That's all I know.
This isn't a ghoul-like thing before. It's actually...
It would have been better if it was a ghoul.
I agree.
Vampire. Yeah, I wish it was a ghoul.
It is an old nasty cougar here to take
It's butt. Gaunt with pale leathery skin stretched taut over its bones. Black claws tip its fingers and toes. The creature's nose is sunken and its lips are pulled back in a death grimace.
Can we see that from all that detail from all
Yes, you can. Of course
we
you can.
We have to camera zoom.
Yeah, we hit the space bar and put it over there going, what the fuck is that?
Okay. Okay, man, this looks fucked up. Alright, he's at the bottom. You're the only people. Yeah, it's Ragnar, Clark, and Sora are at the bottom. Everyone else is still up top. So
no, Clark is not at the bottom. Clark is only 15 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Clark's halfway down. Which makes him a very nice
spinning target.
Singled out target.
Mm-hmm. Spinning.
All right, so fires off its grave bolt. Combat advantage.
Brave, then.
10 versus reflex. Yeah.
Clark goes.
He squirrels a little bit.
All right.
He's like holding on with his feet, going.
Let's move standard.
Hanging upside down, doing it.
All right.
He's doing acrobatics
on the chain. Rogar on a 21.
Hooga chaka, hooga chaka, hooga chaka, hooga chaka.
I climb down.
Nice.
With grace.
Still have a standard and a standard and a minor.
You tell Clark to jump.
Jump, Clark!
Ribbit!
Sorry, I thought the water was deeper.
Charge! Arr! 21.
That will hit.
Explode!
And then goes
boop. First blood of war.
Might need to keep where it's marked. And you hit it right here.
That guy can bring more undead to life, can't he?
Yes, he can.
So
he gets from
no, Orcus.
Yeah,
it's true.
Hoofder.
So I should go hack at the statue.
Belda,
not the statue. The
statue. I mean, statue. Belda,
climb down. Roll your acrobatics check.
Or
athletics.
Athletics.
Athletics. Shimmy down the chain.
Let go at 5 feet.
Move your speed. Yeah.
As 30 feet up, we can only move 25 feet.
Right.
So. Yeah, move down to 25 and let go. 5 feet's not going to kill you.
Yet. Yep.
The damage dice are rounded down, so it's dropped by feet. You're not going to take any damage.
You're now splattered with blood.
And I will say, minor action to do that, so you just have a standard left at this point.
It's one off.
Yeah, one short. All right. And a crossbow at the minion.
17 or 18, isn't it?
It's above a 17.
No,
what he rolled.
No.
Be an 8. Now, am I reading this right? Oh, there it is. Plus 5. 16. Be a 16.
Not good enough.
That will miss. Okay, Kalarel.
Now, this is a raised dais, right?
It's a raised dais, yes.
So yes, we can see like these two guys.
Yes.
Amadeus.
We have to go up versus the other stairs. Yeah, we do, because
if
like
you're going to
up,
go
it?
Into melee combat.
No, you're going into combat. Nathan, pull out your bow.
It actually might be a little more effective. We've been rolling.
All right.
Oh my god, I'm wearing this blood cut hide armor, plus one. My penalty check for my armor check is only a minus one.
Who are you?
I'll move up to there.
Hey, now you can do it.
Actually, move back one.
Still do it.
So you're within 10. Your god has no power here. And blast a ray at you. See if he has a god actually, like, speaks to him at this point. Stop that. That's slightly better. That's a 17 versus fortitude.
Yes.
You take 6 points of necrotic damage and you are weakened. Save ends. You are pitiful.
That was all his ray did.
Alright. Ray of enfeeblement.
But now you do, say, until save ends, you do half damage on your attacks.
So the healer should start healing?
Maybe.
Jerk.
Belladonna on the 17.
I get a 12 on my athletics.
You move down your speed.
I can make it all the way down.
And move one.
I'll just stay there, though.
I'll just stay
So you pop down, like, right there, basically. Mm-hmm. In
kind of in front of where Clark's.
Go past Clark. Down. Right.
Mm-hmm. The only paint was on me. Just by rolling down both my shirt and my pants. I can accept that.
I'm gonna aim at this dude here.
The wannabe ghoul.
Yeah. Does a 14 hit his reflex?
Does a 14 hit that dude, the white's reflex?
Why is it always about race and color? Why can't he be a black? Or a gray, for that matter?
Dude, talk to Watsy, don't talk to me. And I'm sorry, what'd you hit?
14.
That will miss his reflex.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my action because I have to get up and go. Minor, form of the fearsome ram, makes my speed a 7, so I go however forward. I don't care if these guys attack me or whatnot. I can move up to 7,
actually,
and then...
They won't.
Yeah, well, too they haven't run. Moved yet. When they move, they're going to... Basically...
you want to go after Kalarel.
Yeah, form of the fearsome ram, which allows me to move 7, and then I'm going to do form of fearsome ram attack, which allows me to shift my speed of 7 up to him and attack. So someone's going to have to roll for
okay.
me.
Okay.
And of course,
they'll do their things
Marcus
first.
But with a free action, so that he has to.
Okay. his little homunculus here goes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and will. He doesn't like the big dwarf anyway. We'll try to mind touch him.
No, real
he's a little touched in the head.
Yes, which is a 15 versus his reflex.
Oh, reflex.
No.
Mind touch
versus
against his reflex.
Don't add to after. Okay, you know. All right. All of these lovely skeletons.
Is anybody? And so the only one left on the chain is
Clark.
Clark. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Doink.
Yeah, excellent. One, two, three, four, five, six. Two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Five. All right. Bunch of the skeletons all come up and start posing on people. All right, well, we'll do the two on the stairs still. Draw out longbows and shoot at one at each dwarf since they're up front. So against Ragnir, a mighty 22 versus AC.
AC is 22.
Okay, so he gets hit for 5 points of damage, but he is slowed until the end of the skeleton's next turn.
Does that mean he can't do his action?
No, I think he has 14.
Yeah, he has one higher AC. He's got 23, because I remember him bragging about that.
In the last combat, not this one.
Okay.
That was his shield strike.
Again.
Yeah, he has to do with Earth Strike. I think he has enough movement still to reach the lever.
Well, at slowed, he's going to have... Well, he'll shift, so yeah. But anyway.
He still gets a save beforehand, though.
No. There's no save against it. It's until it's against the skeletons.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking... I was thinking...
The other one takes a shot at you. Probably will... 15 versus AC?
Nope.
God, misses. Then we have lots of stabbing going on. Two trying to stab-tabulate our lovely Rogar.
Hit.
24 versus AC and 25 versus AC.
What do you think?
You take 5 points of damage.
Not 10?
From each.
Mm-hmm. And they shift and shift. So now they're flanking you. The other two, we got one going after Rogar, one going after you. 22 will hit his AC again, so then 18 versus AC on you.
Yep.
5 points of damage, 5 points of damage.
Can't really flank.
No. We can't do that. We'll shift over when he does that. Alright. Now it is Ragnar's turn, and he is going to do his
ram.
His form of the fearsome ram thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before the attack, you shift your speed. Well, he does one thing first, doesn't he? Form of the fearsome ram. That's the attack. Okay. Plus 2 power bonus to speed, plus 2 to charge attack rolls. Use the form of fearsome ram attack power while you're in this form. So he turns into his ram form, then shifts his speed at that point, which is 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which will get him all the way up there. And then he does form of the fearsome ram, which shifts his speed again. Check that. Da, 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 da. So, really, what? He's back here. He does this. This is a minor action. And then.
It adds 2 to his movement, basically.
Right. Well, he'll have to move. He's going to take swings at these guys, but he can only move. Where the hell was that guy?
I was dead over here.
He was dead.
Okay, that's bad. His speed is reduced because he has to actually move, and then the standard action does the
does
attack.
It slow only mean you can move 2?
I believe so, yes.
But then he adds that, a plus 2, so you can go 4?
It's 5, and plus 2 for the...
Alright, slow. The speed becomes 2.
Yes, but 2. Then he's slowed.
Yes.
Do we still want to do it if he's slowed, do you think? If we can't reach him?
He'd start cussing.
His speed is a 2 now, so, I mean, he could move his speed, go and run, go 2 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then shift 2 plus 2 to his bonus plus 2 to his speed. God, there's a lot of modifiers involved in this. Okay. 2 plus 2 is 4. Actually, he can move 6 if he runs, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. And then that's his move. He would provoke 3 attacks of opportunity, and then he could do that where he can shift his... It just says shift his speed, right? Yeah, so it would be 2 plus 2 is 4, so he could actually do it. He'd just take 3 opportunity attacks in doing it.
He said he knew that, and he was going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to cry if this, like, drops him.
Well, the two skeleton...
Which... Oh, those are bows.
I'm good tonight, aren't I?
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Alright. 10 versus AC misses him. 10 versus AC misses him. And then the clay scout tries to bite him as he goes by with a mighty 22 versus AC.
Just barely hits him.
Barely. Just barely.
Let's see. So he'll take 1 whole point of damage.
Woo!
Does a doubt of 10 hits his fortitude. So.
No.
Alright, so basically what he does is he activates that as a minor action, giving him a plus 2, and then he runs, even with the combat advantage they'd miss. So he goes 1, 2, his speed, plus 2, 3, 4, plus 2 for running to there. And at this point, he does
activates
the Form of the Fearsome Ram attack, which shifts his speed, which at this point is 2, plus 2 for the power bonus from the form.
So
he goes 1, 2, 3 into Calorel. And makes his attack.
His bonus is because of the charge.
Mm-hmm. And he gets a plus...
6.
Plus 2 bonus to charge attack rolls.
Okay, so plus 8.
Mm-hmm. So he is rolling a plus 8 to attack.
So 19 versus fortitude.
19 versus his fortitude will miss Calorel.
Wait, that's a 13 plus 8?
Oh, I was doing plus 6, wasn't I? 20. So it'd be 21, would it?
Yes, true.
That will still miss his fortitude.
His versus fortitude?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do we want to Benny it? Since he.
This is the ultimate boss.
Yeah, let's go ahead and Benny
this
it.
Is the bad guy.
Otherwise, Nathan will throw a hit.
I don't know if I can roll better than the 13. Yeah, I rolled a 12.
Here.
Take yours. 15.
Does that bump us up 2 more points enough to get him?
15 plus what? 8?
8.
23 versus fortitude will hit his fortitude, yes. So what does do his
D10
damage?
D10 plus 3. I don't have any
D10. Yeah. And what's the effect on it, too? It does. Even if he misses, he does.
Push the target 3 squares and knock it prone. Then you shift into a space that must be adjacent to the target.
Okay.
So pushes him into the altar.
Yeah, and he's prone.
And move him up one.
And he does 15 plus 3, 18 points of damage.
He's now very, very orange.
He is very orange.
Yes, he is. All right, well, he knocks Calorel back, and Calorel curses at him as he does so. It is now Clark's turn.
Clark, gonna finish climbing?
Fun.
Talk to Javelin.
And Clark makes it this far.
He's taking position.
He takes 1 point of damage, save ends.
I'm bleeding. Oh, I cut myself.
Like I said, he's tangled in the chains.
Alright, Sora. But he is down the chain now. There is a beastie. This beastie one, I'm sure.
Is he right there? Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. Okay.
Free five. Shift.
Shift back, right?
Yeah. shift. I suppose I'll... Alright, see, one attack on him, if it hits. Nope. Another attack on the same guy. Nope. Okay.
How many rounds did I miss?
Just the one.
This one. No. But you managed to hit him.
And knock him down.
Of course. That's what that skill does.
Alright.
All right. I missed.
Did you do any good damage?
Eight. Just short of 20.
Yeah, it was 18.
Did you mark him?
No. Well, but I'm sure you did.
Automatic a free action.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that. We were too busy trying to figure out modifiers.
Alright. The white now goes after Sora.
He actually started early today, so we...
Alright.
This will become Hell or High Water, the last...
We're fighting the last boss in the last chamber of the last dungeon.
I knocked his ass over. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we are outnumbered
here.
Please,
this guy gets back up.
I'll actually just grab a couple things
out
of the car and I think just borrow the Pathfinder book. I'll just hang out
until up to Rogar.
Rogar, you need to take your halberd and spin around in a circle.
Whirlwind attack.
This will make it.
Oh no. God, why did I do that? He was about here.
Hero Lab.
Do that, he'll activate him, and now he does his death grimace.
Makes it easy to input all your information.
Alright. So versus will. Alright. Almighty. 12 versus will on him.
So help get your character.
Yes. A 21 versus will on you.
Ouch.
I doubt a 11 versus will hits you. And a 14 versus will on you. So it only hits you.
And Clark.
And Clark. Alright, as you guys immediately move away from him, your speed, as a free action, and you are weakened whenever you attack him. Any attacks against him save ends. You're weakened.
Okay.
As long as you try to attack him.
What if I don't try to attack him?
Then you're just terrified of him, basically, is what happens. And you move your speed, so away from
seven.
Him, so it's going to be this way, 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 standing on top of the grate. Both of them get swings at you as you run by.
One likely it should happen.
Yes, and...
saying bye from App Store for...
14.
No.
Have you actually looked at one of those iPads?
Actually, it would be a 16.
No, I haven't.
No.
Okay.
Well, okay, I've seen one.
That's 5 points of damage.
I handled one at Best Buy, and I was sorely unimpressed.
And he shifted over there for doing that.
Holding until, like,
okay, well, that's what the light does. Rogar on a 21.
And the other thing that I thought was a really bad idea was the whole, let's put the battery inside where you can't change it. The battery itself. To actually...
You shift over, I'm assuming?
The mm-hmm.
Then I will so breathe high. On all three of those.
Battery, you know, you can't replace the
22 so versus
battery
reflex.
What they do nice. Is they sell you at a reduced price.
15 versus reflex.
Miss.
They take $100
11.
Off.
Miss.
A new iPad and sell you a new iPad.
Well, you killed
so where was this going?
Awesome. Sorry. Directly
right
in front
of
him.
Right. He goes down, but could be possibly come back up. So, so that's a move and a minor. Because your breath thing is mine.
Out of wanting me to buy this thing.
I will stab that one.
I said, wait 6 months. The HP is right
yes.
Their actual.
I think we need to kill the white.
Which is a full
I'm out of range.
Windows 7. Windows 7 is
Belda, on the 20. Be able to
use touch base. All right.
There's a skeleton next to you. Going to
yep. I'm going to shift over a square.
Cool. It's based on the Android. So, yeah. But I just looked at it and I said, maybe they're the first one out with a tablet.
16. I'm turning undead. Against the minion, that's a lot. It's like 20 something.
So they turn undead, do they die or do they disappear?
Now, this is.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes damage.
Alright.
So, minion is 20 something.
Right, that'll hit.
There's a web design comic that I read from time to time, and they said, this is a mask to see how your website will look on the iPad.
25 versus will
hit.
pass, like a big streak of glare across the top.
26 versus Will.
Hit.
That's everybody.
These guys are actually minions. I just in the old book they're not. In the new book, in the new version, they are.
Oh, okay.
So I just didn't want
to.
You know,
and then I get to save versus my.
And glare and so.
Everything
I've seen that says it just attracts filth.
So you're still
weakened.
Once they had at Best Buy.
All right.
They had a full day of people fiddling with it. Didn't have any.
Calorel.
So Calorel.
It was stated they have a resistance.
Hands up.
And
from no.
My observation.
Calorel.
So. Calorel has to get up and beat the ever-loving crap out of
him. Calorel grabs the amulet on the front of him and says, "Orcus will see you soon." And then he disappears.
That son of a bitch.
At which point, then he stands up.
You son of a bitch. How high is it from here to here?
Like 10 feet.
I was going to say, just because it has 15 feet of stairs doesn't mean it's 15 feet high.
Yeah, it's true, that could be very long stairs.
Yes.
It's those really annoying ones where it actually goes up like 2 inches.
Well, I hate those stairs. And they're really wide, so you can't jump over more than one.
Alright.
The stairs that are designed to annoy you. Alright, well, I call in the Apparel Guard.
Is that what's coming out of the hole?
Mm-hmm. And at which point,
the Apparel Guard arrive?
Claws of black shadow erupt from the dark behind him, in the dark whispering portal. So now there are like these black tendrils sort of coming out here. Going.
Do they grab him and pull him in? Because that'd be awesome.
No. But that's what he does. Belladonna, it is your turn now.
They probably grab us and pull us in. The white needs to die.
It does, but I'm weakened against it, so I'm not going to attack.
Save ends.
I am slowed?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we had to do lots of math to see if you could make it.
Yeah. You just barely made it.
What would a slowed do?
Put you at 2 movement.
2.
Yes.
So we're you were a base speed of 2.
Uh-huh.
You went Ram's Fury, which put you up to a 4. Then you ran, and then you were allowed to shift 4. Mm-hmm. So we had to figure out that number combo.
Who slowed me?
One of the skeletons.
Yeah, one of the skeletons,
yeah, one of the skeletons came up and whacked you.
I tell you what I wanted to have done, and you intentionally come out and try to fuck it up.
Hey,
God, that's taking GM privilege a little too far.
Next now they just moved forward and attacked the targets in front of them, and you were one of them.
So that's I can fun. Run and still do all my stuff.
Quit trying to cover your tracks, man. I know exactly
what
you
did. Hate you.
Yes, yes.
You need your bitching crown.
It does grant combat advantage for the rest of the round, but...
Maybe I don't.
You could always go hit the homunculus.
Now that slowed thing wears off at the end of their next turn.
The end of the skeleton's next turn, yes.
They're both dead.
Well, for now. But yes, actually, is that is a good point. Now. That is a good point. They do die, the effect will go away. So you're no longer slowed.
How badly do you guys want me to attack the homunculus?
Kill it.
Kill it?
No, obviously, that's a pillar there, right. So you have to go around
it. If I move forward one... Can I see it enough, or do I need to move around?
You will still have cover because of the stairs.
But it's flying. What,
how about there?
He will not have cover.
Okay. I'll stop there and then attempt to attack him. Do they get? You need to have good reflex saves.
I have no idea. He's a flying thing. He's got to be.
All right. That's not very good. 10.
And
that's not going to beat his reflex.
That will not beat his reflex. Alrighty. Well, now it gets to go. It's like, oh, okay. Moves over to her. And tries to bite her. Find it amusing, it has a mind touch ranged attack that's versus reflex.
We were chuckling.
Tried to do
that
to you and failed. Find it amusing that a mind touch is versus reflex. It tries to bite her with a 19 versus AC.
It's all about your head ducking.
She takes 4 points of damage. Does I doubt a 7 hits her fortitude. So
no. Where is 14?
I've got a fortitude of
2. How many 4 points?
4 points of damage. Yes. Skeletons. All those are.
Anyway, moving along, Andrea What have you got
well,
for us?
Well, speaking of stuff that's not rocket science.
Hey everyone, it's your old pal John Drew, letting you know what's going to be happening during the month of April 2010 on the Chronic Rift. First off, we've got our in-review episode where we're covering everything from comic books to movies to TV to novels. Our roundtable discussion this month is going to be on comic book movies. Is this the golden age of comic books? What with the success of the Watchmen movie and DC and Marvel's plans to release a slew of comic book related movies? And finally, we've got two spotlight episodes. First one where I will be interviewing author and illustrator MCM. And our second one in which we will be announcing the winners of this year's Roundtable Awards as voted on by you. So come check us out over at chronicrift.com, The Chronic Rift, where we're trying to find the culture in pop culture.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
Listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.